Why?
I'll tell you. The other morning, I was walking through the jungle, and suddenly the blood froze in my veins.
What happened?
Less than 3 meters away, hidden in the grass, was an enormous lion. With a terrible roar, he leaped toward me with a great bound.
No.
I kneeled down, aimed my rifle, and shot. Boom! But as I had no practice in shooting and moving targets at such a short distance, I didn't hit him.
And you're still alive.
Only by the grace of God. You see, the lion made such a long leap that he went flying over my head and landed some 5 meters away from me.
What happened then?
Well, the other hunters came running, and the lion quickly disappeared into the jungle.
And this experience cured you of hunting?
No, it was what I saw later that made me decide to quit hunting.
And what was that?
Listen, I returned to the camp and immediately began to practice shooting at moving targets at close range in order to be able to kill a lion if another one should attack me. One of the boys tossed 10 cans into the air, and I shot at them.
Yes, yes, go on.
It was going well, and I was beginning to get my confidence back. I believed that I already had the advantage over the lion, and I was anxious to meet him again.
Then, what happened that made you decide to quit hunting?
Well, I'll tell you. As soon as I stopped practicing, I heard strange sounds coming from the jungle. I heard a boom, boom, boom.
What was it?
I looked up over the fence, and there at the edge of the jungle was the same lion.
And just seeing it was enough to make you decide to go back to your own country?
No. It was what the lion was doing that made me decide.
What was that?
Believe it or not, the lion was practicing short jumps.
The Practical Country Boy. It's a cold winter afternoon. A car comes along a little traveled road. The motor is not working well, and it finally stalls. The automobile slows down until it stops. Two men get out, and they begin to talk.
What happened?
I guess we ran out of gasoline.
What awful luck. It's cold here. Look, there's nothing in sight, we can't make a phone call, and there's no traffic on this highway.
We'll have to walk to the nearest town and find a gas station. Let's go on ahead, because the last town we passed was more than 100 kilometers back.
But how do we know there's a town any closer in this direction?
Oh, you're right. We don't have any idea how long it will take us to get to the nearest town, and I don't have a map of this area.
Well, the best thing to do is walk to the nearest town if it isn't too far. On the other hand, if it's more than 2 hours away, it would be better to stay with the car.
Wait a minute. Here comes someone. Maybe he can tell us how far it is to the nearest town. Let's wait till he gets here.
I beg your pardon. Can you tell us how long it would take us to walk to the nearest town?
You suppose he's deaf? He just stands there and looks at us without saying a word.
Maybe he didn't hear me. I'll try to explain our problem to him again. Look, son, if it doesn't take more than 2 hours to walk to the nearest town, we want to go there. If it would take longer to get there, we'll stay here in the car. Now, can you please tell us how long it will take us to walk to that town?
He still doesn't answer. The best thing we can do is stay here.